Hello and welcome to My Psychotherapy Career, a podcast where we explore the different therapeutic settings our members work in and how they came into their career. I'm Jenna Rashid, the Digital Engagement Officer at UKCP. Our host, Helen Willingham, is the Head of Content and Engagement at UKCP, overseeing all our communications to members and the public, as well as our policy and research work. In this episode, Helen speaks to UKCP psychotherapist Victoria Dada. After completing a degree in accounting and finance, Victoria sought a new path where she could explore her desire to help others. Drawn to counselling and later psychotherapy, she began training whilst working in a call centre. Throughout her training and career, faith, culture and race have informed Victoria's psychotherapeutic journey. Following her training, Victoria entered the NHS as the only black therapist in her team. There she works with a variety of client experience. In 2020, Victoria set up in private practice where she navigated the impact of the pandemic and establishing her business. In this episode, Helen speaks to Victoria to find out how she used her own identity and experience to attract clients to her private practice.
Really nice to have you today, Victoria. Thank you for joining us. I want to kick off with a big question. Why did you become a psychotherapist?
I feel for me personally, growing up in a community where the villager is a child, so it has already been embedded in me, the importance of sense of community. And as a result, I've always love connecting with people. And also, I grew up listening to my grandma telling me a lot of stories about the culture. And she also would tell me about what has not been right in the culture. For example, some of the hurt and harm and the oppressions and that the previous generations experienced. So unknowing to both of us, as in myself and my grandmother, she was actually training my listening skill. And I've always loved to listen to people, interacting and encouraging people. And I must also had as well, emotional healing has always been a very important to me. And my experience being part of the BAME community is how oppression has forced people to be who they are not. So helping people to be who they are is really, really a massive for me. So I would say that was my why on becoming a psychotherapist.
It sounds like it started really early on, really, and it was just a calling, if you like.
I can say that, absolutely. I would say for me, it's more of a calling, to be honest, yeah.
And what then prompted you to start training? Was there a specific point where you thought, now this is the time?
Yeah, and I think it was after the completion of my first degree in accounting and finance. And I just had to sit down and have an honest conversation with myself that pursuing a career in accounting, it doesn't feel that it will give me a sense of purpose and fulfillment, to be honest. So I think that was the point where I just had to take a U-turn. And because I know that I would involve in absolute grassroots level in someone else's life, so I had to kind of enroll on a professional training that is very thorough to help me to develop. That really prompted me to begin the training.
And what does being a UKCP member mean to you?
The education, the training that I get as a therapist is delivered at nationally and recognized standard. And the standard practices are respected and expected. For example, having a monthly supervision helped me to be held accountable and also to work in ethically. And the regulation also helped me to maintain a good practice and also to protect the public and to add to that as well. It also gave a sense of community and belonging and being a part of the BIM community, having a sense of community is very important to me. The value he heard and being held accountable, he gave a sense of working ethically, and safety has always meant a lot to me. So I feel that being part of the UKCP owed that safety net for me. Being accredited is something that is also required of employed work, but it means so much more to me than that.
Yeah, I can see that from your answer. And talking about employment, you've worked in within the NHS. Why did you enter the NHS and what's it been like working in that setting?
At the start of my career, being part of a team, it was very important to me. And also during my training, I had to take about 2 years gap for me to be able to be there for my team boys. So on completing the training, I needed a job security and stability. Because if I had gone straight into private practice, I wouldn't be able to have the security and stability that will come within the NHS. And also, it comes with the opportunities of having training, and they are all free. It's all part of the provisions that's being given by the organization. It also allowed me to access different support for the clients that I'm working with. And it also gives me a sense of connection with other colleagues. And yes, private practice, there is more autonomy in that, but it can be isolating. So being part of a team gives me that connection. As we all know, NHS is a well-established organization. It also comes with the richness of the opportunities to grow and also widen my knowledge. So I think the complexity of the work sometimes has really helped me to understand and appreciate the referral protocol, because we have to refer clients. So it also opened my mind to short-term therapy. And yes, it comes with the frustration because it's time limited. And it can be very frustrating because I am trained as a developmental relational integrated therapist. So working within the NHS is not giving me the opportunity to work in the fullness of my training. So that comes with that frustration. And another benefit of what's been like in working with the setting is that it's allowed me to be able to work with other various professionals like social workers, like GPs, because we do work with the GPs, psychologists, and the secondary care team, the crisis team. So it widened my knowledge. It has also helped me to accept that I will be left with unfinished businesses with some of my clients. So that allowed me to be realistic with the goal and to make the most of each session. And lastly, I've also learned the importance of self-care. So, yeah.
And I think that's a really important one as well, especially as like you said, with private practice and can be quite isolating. And you've actually set up in private practice now. What prompted you to start that?
The private practice has given me a greater freedom to be able to offer more to my client in comparison to NHS, where I'm working within a threshold and parameters that's already been laid down by the organization. Face to face, that was my experience when I trained. So when the COVID came, and at that time as well, the NHS was had to kind of think outside the box because they had to adapt to the change that time. Before COVID, the service that we are offering, 90% of the client that we saw before COVID was face to face. So for the first 3-4 months, we were only offering telephone sessions. So it was after 4 months, they now came up with the option of attend anywhere, which is the video. So that was a change that I had to adapt to. And during that adaptation for myself, it made me realize that I really enjoy my own company, that even though at the start of my career, I needed to be part of a team, but I have grown now to have enough robustness in myself and be able to offer myself via online platform to my client in a safe and a content environment. So yeah, I think that was what made me realize.
And how did you attract clients?
I've always been a Christian myself. I've already have that trusted relationship within my church, within my community. So that really helped. People have already known me and the trust was already there. And visibility also, because then that was when I started my social media on Instagram and also the website as well. So the marketing side of the business has to really, really begin to happen. And when I was trying to navigate starting my business, I had to join an online community, and that really made me understand the importance of having a clear niche. So by having a clear niche, allow me to target my ideal client, so it doesn't feel like I'm talking to everyone, and that had substance to my message. So that has to really help me to attract clients.
Yeah, that's great, and I think that's a really important thing. It's come up in a couple podcasts before about really knowing who you're targeting, because you can't reach everybody and you're not going to be able to work with everybody, but being able to manage that.
Absolutely. And that's really worked for me right from the very start, because I remember that at the very beginning when I was going into the private practice during the COVID, I had to join the online community called Grow Your Private Practice by a lady called Jane Travis. She's an ex-therapist and she's also an ex-marketer. And being part of that community really built my confidence, and I had to go through some training as well. And it was really important having a clear niche to be able to have a clear message that I want to pass on to your ideal client.
And what advice would you give to someone who's looking to start their own practice?
I would say explore your relationship with money and be willing to invest in your practice and work towards having a clear niche. And I have a very supportive supervisor, and also have a peer support space to be able to reflect on your own process. And surround yourself with people who will understand your vision and be very clear in your boundary and respecting boundaries. And very realistic about the time commitment and also what you will actually earn. I would say those are my advice.
I think that's really helpful, and you've covered quite a bit there. I think that's really interesting, like you said, about exploring your relationship with money, be willing to support your practice, but also being realistic about time and how much you want to earn, because that's all about the balancing of your own work and your life as well.
Absolutely. Very, very important to have that at the back of your mind while you are establishing your own practice, the money and the time commitment.
I'm going to take you back to training a bit. Looking back
Okay.
now, is there anything you wish you know before you started training?
When I was going into the training, my focus was on how to help others. But actually, it was the relationship with myself that was the key. So that was a big eye-opening, to be honest, Ellen. It's a very demanding training, financially, emotionally, and again, time commitment, big time, and the academic pressure. There's a lot of pressure in the academic side. Yes, it would have been good if I had known of this, but that would not have changed my view. I would have still done it, to be honest.
And you mentioned there about the demands of time and money and academic pressure. How did you manage the logistics of training, the costs, the time, those sort of aspects?
Yeah, like I said earlier on, during my training, I had my twin boys and being a first time mom as well. So there was a lot, and I had to pay the bills, I have to pay for the cost of the training. So there was a lot on me. So I had to really be very careful and be very protective of my time and my boundary as well. I have to have that realistic expectation on myself. So I have to make some sacrifices. And I have to be honest with some of my friends that, I'm sorry, I won't be able to come. And thankfully, they were understanding. And another way that I was able to manage the logistics of the training, I was also making sure I make the most of the healthy support network around me at that time. And my husband and my mom were very much on board, because there was no way I could have been able to achieve without having the solid support of my husband and my mom.
You are making sacrifices to have those around you supporting that is really key.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about training as a psychotherapist or a psychotherapeutic counsellor?
The training is very demanding. So you need a very good support network. And take your time to research into a good training organization who will be willing to support you during the duration of your training, especially in the area of securing a good placement. And also, it's costly in every area of your life. In fact, the financial aspect is the easiest. So be prepared for the sacrifice. A good training organization will challenge you to grow in a safe and supportive environment, and also encourage you to embrace your uniqueness. After that is very, very important. And lastly, be open to learn about your relationship with yourself.
Thank you. And how has psychotherapeutic training changed you, do you think?
To put all the changes in words, I'll probably be here to tomorrow. I'm being honest. That is a lot. I want to give you a few points. My confidence has really, really grown, and that is priceless. And it's very rewarding. Yes, it's demanding, but it's very rewarding, and I feel so fulfilled. And it has also helped me to have a better relationship with myself and a better understanding in how I relate to the world. And also in the place of parenting, it has also helped me in parenting my children. And lastly, you're giving me the opportunity to contribute to my community.
I think that's great. Thank you, Victoria. And I think there's some really key things that have come out of talking to you, which is about your relationship with yourself, embracing uniqueness and working with your community as well. And I think it's been really lovely to talk to you about your career and how you've been able to develop that. Thank you for joining me today. It's been great.
You are most welcome.
That was UKCP psychotherapist Victoria Jarda speaking to Helen Willingham, our Head of Content and Engagement. If you're interested in exploring training, then you can visit our psychotherapy training page, where you can find information on psychotherapy as a career, as well as the different training pathways available to you. Just go to www.psychotherapy.org.uk/psychotherapy-training. All episodes of My Psychotherapy Career are available on our website, psychotherapy.org.uk. You can also subscribe to our channel, UKCP, on your favourite streaming platform. Do you have any feedback you'd like to share with us on this episode, or any from our series? Get in touch with us at communications@ukcp.org.uk. Join us again next month. Till then, thank you for listening and take good care of yourselves.